Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Lamed Hey. Nedarim Lamed Hey. We left off right at the top of Beish Lamed Hey and Aleph. We ran through, I'm the basis was quite short, but we ran through quickly, we're short on time, the last Shaila, Lamed Aleph Beis. Let's pick it up. We'll go over, even though Lamed Hey is actually I wouldn't call it a longer daf, but it's a little bit longer than yesterday's daf, but still, we should be okay time-wise. Let's go back to Baimine, on Lamed Aleph Beis, about four lines down at the top of the page. We started with the Shaila yesterday. We're going over the Shaila that we ended off with yesterday. We're going back to Lamadal Ambez. So, Rav Chiya Bar Avin asked the following Shaila for Rabbi. Kikari Alecha. If a fellow says to his friend, my kikar is asar on you, unas la matana, then he goes and gives to that very same friend this loaf of bread as a matana. Mahu. What's the Alecha there? What's the Shaila? Kikari Amarloi. He said, my kikar is asur on you. So when it's mine, when it's by the one who made the nether, that's when it's asur. But once he gives it to his friend, ironically, the guy himself, who he made the nether against, it's no longer kikari. It's no longer my kikar, and therefore it's going to be mutter. That's tzad number one. Aydilma. Alecha amalei, iluya shavisa hegdish. He said that my kikar is asur on you. The stress is that my kikar is asur on you, and he's making it asur, meaning he's specifically coming to say, my kikar now, which is shus, to make an usher, should be like hektish, should be usher to you, and therefore it's usher even after it goes to your shus. Amalein, so Rav said back, pshita, the afakav diyalim matan usher. It's pasha that even after he gives it to this fellow matana, it will remain usher. You know why? Because otherwise, what's he saying? El kikari alecha lefukimai. What would be the point to say kikari alecha? While this cookie, while this loaf, bread, while this cake, whatever it is in the domain of the one making the nether, it's usher on the other guy anyway. You can't just take someone else's item. The assumption is you wouldn't take it just to borrow it, you take it to eat it. And you can't just take it to eat unless he gives you permission. So it was usher regardless. So it must be when he said kikar lecha, he's coming to make it usher even for after it's out of my domain, even after I give it to you, it'll remain usher. That is Rava's assumption. It must be that's what he means to say. Umar just says it rhetorically, or Rava says rhetorically. What's lafuke? Lafuke mai? Lafuke di mignav? Di ganve minay? Mignav is it coming to exclude in a case where it was stolen? Meaning, when it's in my rishus, it's usher on you anyway. So when I say kikari, what am I coming to usher? Obviously, when I give it to you, what else would I be coming to usher? In a case where it's stolen, so it's not by me, but it's by the ganav. Says the Ran Bitmiya, that the Gemara is saying that option as rhetorically. Bimia, in a question form, a wonder, avada, it can't be coming to exclude that, must be coming to exclude, when I give you the kikar, it's still going to be asur. Gemara says no. Gemara deflects Rava's svara. Armalei, so here Rava says back to Rava, lie, that your case of the gift, your inference that it must be coming to asur when he gives it as a gift, is not necessarily so, because there's an in-between case. There's the case where I say my kikar is asur on you, and I give it to you as a gift, then there's the case where I say my kikar is asur on you, and I invite you to my house for a meal. And now the question is, could you eat my kikar as a guest? Maybe that's what I'm coming to ask her. But when I actually give it to you, it's no longer kikari, it's no longer my kikar, then it's mutter. Says the Gemara, lafuke di asmele. It comes to exclude the case where he invited him in as a guest. In that case, it'll be usher. That's Rava's question was, what's the point of his declaration? It's for that case. Not only is it usher right now that I'm not giving it to you, even if I invite you in as a guest and I allow you to partake of my food, that kikar you can't partake from because the issur is going to be in effect. But if I give it to you as a gift, maybe the issur does fall off. So Rav Chiya Bar Avin deflects Rav's pshitas to the shayla. Rav says, pashas usher. Rav Chiya Bar Avin says, not so pashas. We spoke out at the end of the shiur today. We quickly referenced here, again, we're short on time, that this gets involved with a major discussion in the Ramah. What the status of a guest is with the host's food. What's the status? When I invite you to my house for a meal, and there's challah rolls on the table, or other food on the table, is that food mine? It's fully mine, 100% my kinyan, and everyone else just has a right to partake in it? Or no, kolzman is on the table, people are sitting, they have a right to eat in it. It's equally theirs. More specifically, let's say there's a roll by each person's plate. Let's say the food that's on the person's plate. Is that their, that person's food? Or no, it's the Baal Bayis' food, and the person, the guest, just has a right to eat from it. So the famous discussion is, the Ramah brings that if you have a young couple at a meal, and the boy turns to the girl and takes they're both guests at the meal, and he takes a challah roll, let's say it's a shavuot bruta, and he says to the girl next to him, haray emekadeshesli, with this roll. So is it mekadeshes? If it belongs to the Baal Bayis, then it's not a kedushin, because he took he sold to the Brooklyn Bridge. He took something that doesn't belong to him, to Mekadosh Nisha, that's not called giving Kesef Kedushin, or Shavah Kesef. But if it's considered as if it belongs to the guest, then it would be a good Kedushin. Rama says, we have to chayish that it's a good Kedushin. Right? So the Chara, it's a raya that we view the food as if it's by the guest. That's a problem with Agamara. Because Agamara is making a distinction between when I say my kikir is asar on you, and I give it to you as a gift, to everyone say, maybe that's mutter. Whereas when you're a guest in my house, it would be asar. But if you hold every time you're a guest, the food becomes yours, when you put it on your plate or when you take it to yourself, it becomes your food. So it's viter, the same thing as giving matana. The Chara Agamara would be a little shver with this idea from the Rama. This tafkmina, it's a much bigger discussion, but this conversation is also very relevant. Lagabe matzos on Pesach. The Gemara makes drushes that just like you have lechem and sukkahs, it's din lechem and matzos. Could be some akiv and matzos, but assuming the chachilah, the matzos should be lechem. Now, the Svasamis brings already that a person should try to be makbid to be kind to the matzos, even if you're your guest, someone's house, you should be kind to the matzos before Pesach, so it's lechem, it's your matzos. Ask the Shemitzu Malacha, what do you mean, according to the Ramah, we have to be kind before Pesach. Once the matzah comes to my plate, it's mine. If, according to Ramah, when a guest takes food, it becomes like his food. So it's mine at that point. Well, I would have to go and make a kid of the matzah. That would be, again, totally in this same shayla. Okay. The Gemara doesn't ask a question on Rava. Tap of Lamaham and Aleph. Eisvei. Amalei Shileni Parasa. What if a person says to his friend, lend me your cow. Amalei, another fellow said back, Kainam Parasha Nikanalech. Kainam, the cow that I'm kainam this cow for you, Nechaselecho, or kainam my asses in general on you, in Mieshli Par Elazu. He's basically coming to stress, he only has this one par, therefore he can't lend it. And he says, in order to make his point, he says, Kainam this cow, or kainam my asses on you, if I have more than one cow, and the Bryce doesn't elaborate, but Ron does, and he ends up having more than one cow. It was Mekayim tonight. So now these assets should be usher. Well, what if he says, Hashtani Kadumach, the borrower, the requester, he asked to borrow the Kardam, Amar Lai, like the Kardam's like an axe, Amar Lai, Kainam Kardam Sheishti. So the fellow says, Kainam is Kardam that I have, Shani Kainalach, Nechasalai, or he says, Yemeshi Kardam Elazah. He makes a neder either that if I have other Kardams, this Kardam should be usher on you, or if I have other assets, this Kardam. If I have other kardam, sorry, oh, my ass should be asur on you. The point is, he's making it telling whether he has other, more kardams or not. These items are asur. Bottom line is, the Gemara spells out for him. Sorry, I said the Ron. The Gemara spells out for us over here. V'nimtza sheishlei. And we find that he does have these other cows or other spades, other axes, and therefore these items that he made in the nether will be asur. Here's the part that we need. What's the halacha? The chayav asur. In his lifetime, these items talk asur to the subject of the person who he's made the nether against. However, Mace, once he dies, or he gives it to the fellow b'matana, hareza mutter. It's only us or when it's his kardam, when it's his cow, when it's his nechasim. But once he dies, or once he gives it to the other subject as a gift, it becomes mutter. You see very clearly, not like Rava. Rava was saying that if I say my kik is usr on you, even if I give it to you as a gift, it's going to remain usr, because what else did I mean? Well, it's by me as usr anyway, without permission. Must be I mean, even when I give it to you. Here we see very clearly that even when we have a nether on various items, his cows, his kardums, his rest of his achasim, their mutter, once he gives as a gift to the nether, says the Gemara, no. This is the case we haven't had yet. We were discussing the fellow made a kikir usr on his friend, and then he gave it to that very same friend, Matana. And we have a discussion whether that makes a mutter to that friend or not. It's no longer kikari, it's your kikir now, is a mutter or not. That was a discussion. But what if it went to a third party? Then we're taking for granted it's pashit, it's mutter. If I say, my kikir is usher to you, and then I give the kikir to a third party, when it's by the third party, it already becomes mutter to the other fellow. When it's by the third party, it's already mutter. So to over here, the case is that shenitnalei aydachar. He gave it through a third party, through someone else, and therefore, it's going to be mutter. That's the halachah ma'askida, not a question. Rava, I'm Rashi Dekanami. Rashi says it's meduyik taka. Tiktani shenitnalei, v'leish tiktani shenastalei. The lashon was shenitnalei. It was given to him aydachar, meaning it was given through a third party. I didn't say shenastalei. That would be more direct. It's shenitnalei. Rashi just points out it's not a verb. Don't make a mistake and say it's because you have a yud, which is shenitna, as opposed to without the yud, which is shenasta, because that wasn't so clear in the transmission of the Gemara, whether the letter Yud was there or not, that's not the Diak at least. The Diak is that we have a Messiah, how to pronounce the word. Interesting. The Masorah is, you pronounce the word Shaninda and not Shanasna. That's the Iker point. Not don't be bedayik in the letters of the Yud or not the Yud. Now, let's go backwards. Just two quick points. Shaninda the Ayde Acher. So we're saying that since he gave it through a third party, then everyone agrees over there, even Rav would agree, it's mutter to the original, to the Nader, because it didn't come directly from the Madir, it came through a third party. So Mefarsh points out that what if it was stolen? What if it was the guy says, my card was also on you, it gets stolen, and from the Goslin, it gets to the hands of the Nader. Then it would still be Usher. Dafka, when it went to someone else legitimately, a real change of Rishus, legitimately in between, is a mutter. But if it was stolen and never really left the Rishus, it's physically not in the Rishus of the original, the one who made the Neder. The one who made the Neder says, Kikari Alecha. It's not his Rishus anymore. But it's still, it's physically not Rishus, but it still belongs to him. If it goes straight from the Gazan to the subject of the Neder, it'll remain Aser, according to, at least according to Rava, that Kikari Alecha is Aser. If it goes Matana, because that's still considered too direct, as well as like the Mefarsh. Now the Gilyan HaShas, in unusual fashion, asks a long-winded question here. I mean, it's not the question that's long-winded. He just elaborates, which he almost never does. Usually he just says, Ayin here, Tzarech Ian. Similar to this, like look, if you look at the two Gilyan HaShas on our daf, on the side of the page, you have Gilyan HaShas. So the second one is, similar to this, he just makes a connection. The first one, he actually spells out the question for us. So again, the Gemara here is asking against Rava, that Rava held when he said Kikari Lecha, and then you give it as a gift to the person you made neder against. It's pasha, it remains aser. Because what then did he mean when he said Kikari Lecha? And this price seems to say that when you make a neder against this fellow for benefiting from your cows or your cardams or your asses in general, and the neder was chal, the neder is only in effect as long as the one who made the neder is alive, or when it's in his possession. But if he gives it as a gift to the other fellow, to the subject of the neder, it'll be mutter. That seems to be like Rava. Ask the Gilyan HaShas, what do you mean? Let's read inside. Kashali, Harava Pasha Rak Mekayech Echacha. Rav was saying a svara. What then did he mean? Te'ilu Kikari Lecha, Lafukimai. If the guy says Kikari Lecha, and he doesn't mean to ask for it after he gives it as a gift to the same fellow that he, the subject of the Neder, then what was he adding? What did he mean? It was Asr anyway till now. What would he be adding with his word? That was Rav's svara. And the problem with the Pirish Ranak, Leilagran explains. Vizeh Shaykh Bekikr, that Shaykh Bekikr, the Stamanos Kikr, Rak Lachila. The Anava Kikr is only for Achila. So over there we say that what else did he mean? If I'm going to give you the kikr to eat, then if I'm sorry, if while the kikr is by me, it's us for you anyway. And if I'm saying my kikr is us on you, that means the chur, even if I give it to you, you can't eat it. That must be what he means. That was Rav's Svara. But that applies by a food like a kikr. Like the Ran explains earlier, the Rush explains earlier, Abel Hachel, but our Gemara scenario over here was, the guy came to borrow a cow or a cardam. The whole svar of Rav is no longer foolproof. Over here, the neder could be, I'm saying that you can't benefit from my cow, it's still my cow, but I can't lend it to you. So the whole logic of Rav was, when I say kikari lecha, the shiloh was, is the iser going to be, my king is us on you, is it going to be usr only when it's by me? But if I gift it to you, it becomes mutter now to you? Or is it us even if I gift it to you? Rav says, of course, even if I gift it to you, it's usher. Because what then would he mean? Obviously, the point that there is, for even if I gift it, because well, it's by me, you can't have it anyway. It's mine. But by a cow, that logic fits by food. Something that either is by me or is by you. You can't share it. You're not going to lend him the food. If he eats it, it's devoured. But by a cow or a cardam, which could be lent. So maybe that's what he meant. That coal's mine, it's by me. It's us if we lend it to you, but if I give it to you, it's mutter. So the whole svar of Rava doesn't apply here. How do we even begin to ask question Rava from a case where Rava's svar doesn't apply? Bomb kasha from the Gilyani Hashas, and he leaves it tzarachin. He leaves it, and the piece goes to tzarachin, leaves it shver. So Rav Kiva Eger, Hashas, of course, Kiva Eger, his Adim, second marriage, was the Chassam Sefer. Beautiful story. Each one sent to the other one that messages that it's, you know, you have to be careful to take a bas tam chacham for a chab sefer told kiveger, you shouldn't be taking me for your daughter because you should be taking bas tam chacham and kiveger said chab sefer tam chacham you should be having that chacham in your shver. It's a famous famous interaction. Anyway, so chab sefer wants to answer. Let's say a chab that yes, we thought that was Rav's svara, but if you look at the bottom of the lamed where we start off with today, the bottom of lamed dalam abeis, what did we say? We said no lafuke case of being invited. There's an in between case. Kikari Alecha is not for sure coming to exclude, like Rava says, where I gift it. It's not for sure coming to say, even when I gift it to you, you can't eat from it. Because maybe it's coming to exclude the case of coming to Aser, the case of a guest. So once we shlug the batzvara of Rava, That can't be Pshat and Rav anymore, even though Rav said that Svara, but Rav, we're assuming, still maintains the Shita that it's Asur, but the Svara we said before was not an enduring Svara. And therefore, we could ask Kashan Rav if you're going to say it's Asur. But, you don't have the Svara from before, we could ask this Kashan a nice cop for the Svara. It's a little bit interesting because we never gave an alternative Svara for Rav, but the bottom line is, we're assuming Rav still holds it's Asur, and the Svara can't be the Svara from before because that we deflected. So, therefore, you can't ask Kasha, Kivagir can't be bothered that what's the Gemara asking, Rav's Svara doesn't apply here. Yeah, but that Svara anyway was refuted, which lugged up, so that can't be the Pshat in Rav regardless. That's what some say for his defense on the Gilead Shas, on Reki Vega's Kasha. Okay. Boimine Rav Nachman. So Rav asks Rav Nachman the following. Before we get to Boimine, sorry, what's Lach Lamaisa? Lach Ran rules over here. If I say, my kikers usser on you, kikar Lacha, Ran rules L'chumra like Rava, that if I then give it to you as a gift, it remains. If I give it to you direct as a gift, it remains usser. If it's given like the acher, it'll be mutter. The Rashba says that even if I sell it to you, it's going to be usser. Not just give it to you as a gift, if I sell it to you, only if it goes to a third party will it be mutter. If I give it to you directly, give it or sell it, it'll be usser. Okay. Boy, Mine Rav Nachman. We're going to have a couple of major shilohs in the rest of today's half. Here's number one. Yesh mila b'kanamais, I lie. This is a deep question. We know one of the ways to make a nether is to say kainam. Kainam is really just a kinoi for carbon. We said it was because we don't want people to be saying carbon Lashem because they may end up saying Lashem carbon and they may end up saying the word Lashem by itself. So we switch it for instead of carbon, we switch to kainam to help avoid that issue. Gebaldik. But when a person is making this nether, whether it's carbon, whether it's kainam, he's saying this should be like Hekdesh. The shaila is, how serious do we take that? Is he mamish? We know it's the power of a nether. Is the power that makes me usser? We know a person has the power that makes me hektish. Are we saying that it gets the status of isser to the extent like hektish that they'll even be me'ila or not? It seems like we're asking, is there really an element of hektish here by every nether or not? Yishmilu b'karamis aylai amalei. So Rav Nachman said to Rava, Tani suah. Makam shenayin lala eschar. In a place where the minig is to give schar to the machzer aveda, to give him a reward. Tipel hana. Lehektish. What's the lashon? That nashu fall to hektish. So, what's the what are we being the die from here? Why are you saying that nashu go to hektish? Lememri hektish sounds like we're saying it's like hektish. So the Ron says it's simple diak. If you just want to have that the master is not benefiting, say tipul ana liyamamelech. Let them go liyamelech. Why don't you stress that? You could say practically speaking, this makes more sense. Just give it hektish. But the fact that we stress it should be like hektish sounds like this is hektish. Lememri hektish. Mahektish yesh b'mila. Af kanam yesh b'mila. Just like hektish has mila, so to kanamis has mila. That is the simple taich, the simple raya of Rav Nachman back to Rava that was saying that yes, yesh mila b'kanamis, because we say the hanash of full hektish must be it's dafka hektish, not yamamelach. We're not just avoiding the hanah, but we're saying it should be like hektish. The Rush elaborates a little bit further. The Rush says more than that. The Rush says that. He brings like the Ran that Tipa of Hekdesh is Mashmas Hekdesh, but he says more that it would be usser to destroy Hekdesh. It would be us to destroy it. The reason why we didn't say Tipa Yonah Lamamelech, not just because we wanted to say Tipa Hekdesh, because as Hekdesh like Hekdesh has Mila. It's more than that. There's an usser to destroy Hekdesh. So we're saying Tipa Hekdesh and not Yamamelech because it would be usser to destroy it. What's the nuance difference in the Rush versus the Ran? Chaznish and Yardin Simon Kuf Lamed Vav explains that the Rush would hold its mamish like hektish, and the, according to this Mar's answer, at least according to the Pesach, it's mamish like hektish. Whereas the Ran saying no, it's not mamish like hektish. It has similarities to hektish, and like I mean Mila, our Shailia, there would be Mila, but it wouldn't be mamish like hektish. The first scene already explains that what is the Shaila really here? Is the Mila Kramis? He wants to say that Avada the Shaila is the person's das was to make a nether. He just wanted to make it usher. He utilized his matvis, he connected it to hektish. Utilized a lushan of hektish. And the shaila just is, do we go essentially based on his words, where his words are, it's like hektish, and therefore there will be mila? Would you go based on his intent, his overall intent, which the pashtus is just to make yisr nether, and not to make hektish? So the shaila is, you go basa kavana, or basa the wording. That's what the first scene explains, the Gemara's shaila. The Gemara again seems to be patient, that yesh mila, b'kainamis. Well, let's see. The Mar so far is Peshit Mikudamas. Now the Mar brings, the Mar brings a Raya, the Mar brought a Raya. For Rav Nachman brought a Raya, Yesh Mila B'Kanamis. Now the Mar suggests it's really a Mechalikas Tanayim. Kitanoi. Kainam Kikas Vekdish. The person says, Kainam is still forbidden as Hekdish B'Achla. And then someone else ate it. Beinu Ben Chaberai, Mal. He's ever Mila. Lefikach, yesh la pidyon. And by the same token, it's subject to pidyon. Meaning, if it's hekdesh, ironically enough, the more kaddish it is, the more shaykh it is the pidyon. A regular neder, if something's just awesome, it's a neder, you can't redeem it. It's a neder. You can undo the neder, ask a sheila out of the neder, but you can't redeem it. Hekdesh, we know, can be redeemed. So if you say that this neder is mamish like hekdesh, this mila, that's like hekdesh, it will be subject to redemption as well. So says Rameir, the person says, kainim kikazu, hekdesh, kainim this loaf is hekdesh, and then he eats it, he's chayav mila, but him or someone else chayav mila, and it is subject to pidya. What if he says, kikazu alay lehekdesh? That's very much more specific. In the first case, it was universal for everyone, so it makes sense it could be hekdesh. In this case, it would be more specific. Kikazu on me is hekdesh, talach is as follows. Still, for achla, if he eats it, or if it was eaten, hu mal, chaver le mal. If he eats it, he's mal, his friend is a mal. He's mal because the guy behind him is hekdesh, the guy behind him is not hekdesh, but fikach in the pidyon. Over there, pidyon would have passed, but over there, it's clear, it's not mamish hekdesh. Something which is mamish hekdesh is hekdesh for you, and hekdesh for me, you can't split it. So the fact that it's usher for me and not for you, it's usher for the one that made the nether, and not for other people, is an indication that it's not mamish hekdesh. However, still there's me'ilah for me, there's no me'ilah for others, and that's why it's ain't opinion, it's no opinion, because it's not mamish hekdesh. To remember, but you see, clearly in Rameir, that there's me'ilah. The chamayimrim, bekach lemal, fishay me'ilah bekanamais. Cham say, black and white, opposite. There's never me'ilah. Me'ilah, it's a neder. Ain't me'ilah bekanamais, there's not going to be me'ilah. So we have machlekes from man, the chamim, whether there's me'ilah by kanamais, but saying our shayla is really machlekes tanayim. Interestingly enough, the Ram brings the ma'isa l'chumra, like Rameir. The Ram brings the lach like Rameir, that we worried, that we concerned, yesh me'ilah kanamais, that we're machmer. The right asks an interesting shayla. He debates, and there's really a big topic of discussion in the Achreinim, Rav Chanan, the Mishnah Melech, Mechas Chinuch. If we go to Chumra and we say Yesh Mila B'Kanamis, when you're Mayel, Yesh Mila B'Kanamis, yeah, that there's Mila by Neder, we know Hektish, when you're Mayel, it becomes Chulin. You offer this a Mila, you got to pay back Karen B'Chaimish, but the item itself becomes Chulin. Do you say by Yesh Mila B'Kanamis a Kula that once you benefit from it, it's Mitzi from the Neder, just like there's Mila? If you go on the Chumra's Mila, it's Mitzv in the Nether. The Nether is no longer in existence on the item. Or no, we're just saying it is Yesh Mila, but it remains in its status of Isser. That is a big discussion in the Mefarshim. Mechas Chinuch adds another Shaila. What if a person says this item should be Kadesh like a Shlomim? We know Shlomim is Kachem Kalam. Kachem Kalam, B'chayev, have no Demila. Kachem Kalam don't have Mila. So if you use matvis with something that in itself doesn't have Mila, even if I hold Yesh Mila B'Kadamites, maybe there wouldn't be Mila because my whole connection was to Hekdesh, which doesn't have Mila, or not. That was a Shaila posed by the Mechas Chinuch, who brings a lot of the conversation over here, this discussion from the Mishnah Melech, the Ran, about whether or not it's might to be the Hekdesh, and in general, about Yesh Mila B'Kadamites. Okay. Zak to Gemara. Amalei of Acha, Bereder of Ivya, Ravashi. Kikari Alecha, Unas Lag Matana. If I say to my friend, my kikar is usur on you, and then I gave it to him, Matana. Meanwhile, so who was over the Mila? Assuming we're going like Rava, assuming we're saying that it remains usur, if it remains usur, so the person, even though I say kikari, and then I gift it to you, so now it's yours, it remains usur, who's over the Mila? Meanwhile, Limal Nason, Halasirle, to say that the gifter, the guy who gave it, is over Mila. It's not us to them. Why is he ever Mila? He gave someone a loaf of bread. That's us to that person. It's not us to me. So why would I be Mael? Limon Makabel, the Makabel to me Mael, Yachleimer, Heter Beisi, Israel Beisi. So the Makabel is unaware that this item was a Davar Asr for him. So he took it. So he could say, I only want that. I don't want Isser. I don't want to be good Isser. So who's going to be ever Mila? Amalei, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Acha, Reit Vivya, Makabel Mael Chashietzi. You're right. There's no Meila at the time of the gift. But when the recipient, when he eats the gift, when he eats the kikar, that's when he's mal. Because the idea is, you're right, at the time of the gift being given, no one's mal because the gifter is saying, it's not usher to me. And the recipient is saying, I don't need to be kind of duffer about usher to me. But when he actually is mitzv megdish by eating it, so to speak, mitzv megdish, then the recipient, whoever's mitzv the mamma of megdish chulin, the kasavar shachulinu, mail, avsa mail. Every time a guy goes over to money that he thought was chulin, And it really was hekdesh money. And he goes and he spends it. He's ever mila. It's classic mila by shaykh. He accidentally spent hekdesh money. He's ever mila. So to be in this case, the guy who, the recipient who eats the loaf will be ever on mila. Says the Ran, big yisai, we discuss this back on daf tesvav, big machlek is Ran and Rambam. When I make an eder that you can't benefit from me, right? The case over there was actually a husband makes an eder against his wife that she can't benefit from the husband if she goes to visit her father for the next month. She can't benefit from the husband for whatever period of time. Fine. So let's say she visits the father, triggers the nether. The nether is in effect now. So she cannot benefit from the husband for, let's call it, for the month. If she goes and she benefits from the husband, if she has ana, who's over the iser? Who's over the bayacha? Let's think for a second. The husband made the nether. He made the declaration. It's his words. The iser is chal really on the wife. But she never made a nether. Who's over the bayacha? So Rambam's of the opinion that the husband who made the deeper, he's ever my yachal. If I make a nether that you can't benefit from my item, or you can benefit from me, it's my obligation to protect, to make sure you don't benefit. And if you do, I'm over, it's unbelievable. I'm making the nether, but you're the subject of the nether, you do the, call that veira, and I'm going to be with that saver. That's a pella. That's Rambam's opinion, because I'm the one that made the nether. Ran says, avadanat. Ran says, the person who makes the nether has the power to shaft to create an iser, and now that bal yachal carries to whatever this is on, and if that person's aver, the person's aver, they get the iser. And the Ran says it will be the wife who's aver. The Ran says her al gemara. He means other rayas over there, back in the tesva. But al gemara is another raya. Al gemara says very clearly that the mekabel is mol chashiyetsi. According to Rambam, only the one who makes the declaration could be aver. What do you mean over here? Very clearly, the recipient is getting the iser of ila once he's meitzi lechulin. We see just in concept, it's not a problem to have one person make the declaration and yet the iser bichal on others, meaning, and the others, when they are over the iser, they get an iser because the nether rides on them. The Ran says the Zariah to his sad.
Even if the guy would have never accepted it as a gift, had he known?
Yeah, well, that's actually the most connection to Samila. General Meila is, I go over to an item or some money that I have, you know, in my drawer, thinking that it's chulin, forgetting it was hekdesh, and I use it, it's an accidental, it's shagig, it's still mila. As long as I was mitzi from hekdesh, it's mila. Even though, yeah, so that's why your svara is what the Gemara is saying, why Bishas accepting it, he won't be aver. Because he didn't do anything, he wasn't mitzi, because he wouldn't have wanted to be kainet, so the kidneys are in a chal, so to speak. But when he eats it, he certainly removes it from hekdesh. The eating itself is removing it from hekdesh, and therefore mila would have to take effect, would have to be in effect at that time. So like the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a continuation of the prior Mishnah. We had said that when, in the prior Mishnah, that when a person makes a neder, certain things, like returning an aveda, is still permissible, right? And there's a neder between the Baal aveda and the Machs, we discussed if it's a neder both directions, only one direction, but we said returning the aveda is still permissible. Says the Mishnah further, top of a maze, Viterium es trumasai. I could take truma for someone who made a neder against benefiting his friend. He could separate truma on his friend's behalf. Mishnah 6 in, Truma Maestros, Maestrosif, Ladaite. With the friend's knowledge, the Moral will explain with his, only with his that knowledge. Umakravalov, Kinezavim, the Kinezavis, Kineledis. He could be Makrav on his behalf if he's a Kayan. He can Makrav on behalf of the person who made another against, the Kinem, for a Zav, for a Zava, for an Isha that gave birth, Iledis. Chatayis Vashamais, he could be Makrav. Chatas and Ashams. By the way, there's an interesting diak. Rambam always lists, when he lists the Kabbarnas, he lists the Kabbarnas of a Zav. And a Zava, even though the Kinem, the birds, he listed separate categories of Zava, Zava. And the truth is really Pasha, it's two totally different things. Zava is a woman who has Dam, and meaning it's also 3 days, in the 11 days, but it's 3 straight days, but Zava is with Dam. It's related to what we call Nida, is really, with Mana Zava, we call Nida, is really, we treat them like a Zava Gedela without getting into the Cheshbonos, but Zava relates to the Riyas Dam of Asia. Zav by a male is some type of discharge, a different type of, you know, thicker, whiter discharge, nothing to do with dam. It's too. I mean, there are darshans. You think maybe dam can make a man a zav as well. The ma'aseh we come out, it's not that zav and zava are really. It's the same. They both are discharges, and they're both tumas for men and isha respectively. But it's two separate tumas. And the diak Rambam lists them as separate, in separate karbanas. He lists separately, and the Mishnah consistently all of Shas always says Zavin and Zaviz. It says the four people that have to bring birds you list often are Zav, Zava, Yeledes, Mitzayra. You don't say Mitzayra and Mitzayras. You don't separate the male and female Mitzayra because that's all the same. But by the Zav and Zav, it's two different categories. Again, just to point that out. Umalamde, Medrash, Halachas, Begadus, and the person who made an Isser to give his friend Ana is allowed to teach him Medrash, Halachas, Begadus. He's allowed to be in the Kabbanis fam. He's allowed to teach him Medrash, Halachas, Begadus, Avalam, the Namikra, but he shouldn't teach him Psukim. Avamru was panav as beis mikra, but he can teach the person's sons and his daughters, his sons and daughters, that he can't teach psukim to. He can teach, but not to the fellow himself. Okay, ibayla, famous shaila. This shaila comes up as well. It's funny. It comes up. The two places that come to mind the shaila comes up is over here in the Nedarim, and it comes up in Kedushin. In Kedushin, the word is actually Pesha the Shaila. It comes up in Kedushin, Achav Gimel. It also comes up in Yuma. It comes up in Kedushin. It comes up in Yuma. So Yuma already is pretty weak. Point out when we learn Yuma in Seder Mayan, it's kind of a Kachem Masechta. Yuma is a lot of, obviously, it's a Vaidus Yom Kippurim. But really, this home base of Shaila, we think would be Mamish like Dav Bezin Zvachim. The whole Kachem discusses Kahanim and their Avaida. Here we have a Shaila. Who are the Kahanim representing? Are they shluchim of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or are they shluchim of the people? Says the Gemara. Ibaylo, hani kadosh shluchim d'adavu, a shluchim d'rachmana shmaya. Are they our shluchim, or are they shluchim elsewhere? The Gemara's lashon is shluchim d'rachmana, shluchim d'shmaya. Are they shluchim of shmaya? First, and point out already. Let's be magbil the shaila. Avadi, they're not mamish 100% shluchim of shmayim, because we know shluchim shad the kamesay. No one can represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And on the flip side, they're not 100% just shluchim for us, because a guy is allowed to be a carbon. A guy can send an ayla, maybe even shalom, but a guy can send an ayla, right? The same as if chayim, l'ratzin ha-mizbechi. A guy can send an ayla, so in the future, but the point is, an ayla, a guy can send. So, we're shliach, but shliach shalom k'maisa wouldn't apply by a guy, it doesn't pass. A guy's not even the parasha shlichas. So, obviously, it doesn't mean literally the classic interpretation of shlichas as shliach shalom k'maisa. That's the first time point out, they kind of, I don't say minimize, but they kind of bring it. But the question is, who do we view them as representing? And a clear enough community is our sugya. If I make an edda that I can't benefit from Mr. Kayan, and now I send the carbon, and he's the one that's going to be makir my carbon. If the Kayan is a shliach of Rachmana, of Shemayim, then he's doing his job between him and God. Happens to be he's bringing my carbon, but he's not benefiting me. Whereas if he's viewed as shliach of the people, then I shouldn't have the Kayan, who I can't have enough from, bring my carbon. Says the Gemara, Ibailu Hanika Shudu Danavu, Eshudu Dach Shemaya. First, him ask. We were Peshit the Shaila. In Kedusha, we were Peshit, Rav Huna's Peshit, that they Shluchid Rachmana, they Shluchid Shemaya. So why have you even asked the Shaila? Ron says, Anachami, our Gemara is debating, do we pass like Rav Huna or not? Do we give Rav Huna? Tei says, no! Avada, Rav Huna says Shluchid Shemaya, that was proven already. Our Gemara is asking, are they only Shluchid Shemaya, or are they also Shluchid Idan? But Avada, we know about that Shaila that we're Peshit again, that's more later. We don't have the Kedusha yet in the Seder Shas, but we know that Rav Huna holds that that's Shluchei Shemaya. We're asking, is it also perhaps Shluchei Didan? L'may nafkamina, l'moderna nafkamina, we just spoke out, moderna, I amret Shluchei Didan nehavu, if the kind is our shliach, hamani lei, the kind is giving hana to the is even out to the person who made the nether again. So, if you have a shliach of Shemaya, but if you say he's a shliach of Shemayan, shari is going to be moder mai, so what's the halacha of Hashemah being approved? We learned in a Mishnah, we learned in our Mishnah. Makov Kinezavim says he's allowed to bring on behalf of the person we enter against, he can bring his kavanas, his ashamas, his kinezavim. Yeah, but shluchididan, bishlam, if you say, not bishlam, if you say the shluchididan, then how is he allowed to do that? Come on in, lay. The kain's giving hana to the person we enter against, it must be shluchid shemaya. Ask the moral tamech, listening, makovil of kavanas. If, according to your logic, that we say the kainim are shluchid shemaya, then the Mishnah just say makrivel karbanos in general. One depicts specifically these karbanos of zavin and zavas. These mechusha kapara type of karbanos. Mechusha kapara means these are the last stage when a person already went through the process of tara and he just needs to become mutter to eat kachim. He brings these karbanos. They call mechusha kapara. Why do we single mechusha kapara? El mechusha kapara. Shaini damra biyachran hakal tzurin das chutz mekam mechusha kapara. All karbanos need das. It needs rutzin of the bialim for the akrava before being brought, except for mechusa kapara, shu adam may be covered on bun of abnei suktanim shemar zeis teres azav ben gadol ben katan. That a person could bring a carbon for his bun of abnei suktanim, like it says zeis teres azav ben gadol ben katan. So we see that. The din, this din applies, whether it's a katan or gadol, a katan certainly doesn't have das. So we see clearly that you can make this carbon, a mechusa kapara, can be brought even without das. So the Gemara is asking back, you're telling me, Araya, there must be shlucha didan. There must be, sorry, shlucha de shemaya. Because if the shlucha didan, you're giving hana, not Araya at all. Because if that was the case, why would we say, why did the Mishnah stress mechusa kapara? It should have spoken about all karbanas. The kayin is allowed to bring all karbanas on behalf of the guy who he can't give hana to, because he's representing shlucha de shemaya, not shlucha didan, and therefore it's not an issue. The fact that we stress mechusa kapara, on the contrary, that would seem to be davka mechusa kapara, because these are karbanas that a person is able to bring without the das of the recipient anyway, so it's not viewed the same as if he's bringing our shliach. But in the case, in all the cases, maybe he would be shlucha didan. Elamiat has tomorrow 1 second, Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Zay Sarsi Ledes, Ben Katana Ben Gedela, Katana Bas Ledei, when you make a drusha, Zay Sarsi Ledes. Right? You tell me that by Zay Sarsi Azov, we're darshaning, Rabbi Yechanan says, Sai Gadol Sai Katan. I can say the same logic with Zay Sarsi Ledes, Ben Katana Ben Gedela, Katana Bas Ledei, Katana even give birth, Vatani, Rabbi Bakamei Dam Nachman. This is a Gemara we've had many times, many, many times. The Jas comes, of course, primarily in Mesechus Nid in a few places, but we have this in Yevamis in a few places. Maybe we also had it in Ksuvus, I'm drawing a blank now, but we may have also had it in Ksuvus as well. What did we say? We had it, yes we did. We had it, I see on the side. We had Yivamis, Daf Yibayin, Daf Kuf, and we had Ksuvus, Daf Lamites. Right? So we had that three times in the past, already in Seder Hashem. Says, and of course, many times in Mesechus Nida. Says the Gemara, Shalosh Hashem, Shemesh, B'mayich, Ketanim, Uberes, Umeinika. Three women can use a mayich. They can use like a cloth to absorb the zera, not to become pregnant. Well, who are they? Ketanim, Uberes, Umeinika. A Ketanim, a young girl. A Muberis, a pregnant woman, or Manika, a nursing woman. Ketana, Shemitah Sabra for Thomas. And the reason why Ketana can use it, because maybe she'll become pregnant and she'll die. A Ketana, we know, will not carry a full-term pregnancy. So either she won't get pregnant, or she'll get pregnant and she'll die. But you see clearly, Ketana cannot be a Yeledes. Says the Gemara, Hahi, this is Machlekes, by the way, Shalosh Nashim, three women can use a Meich. We have Machlekes back then. Rashi Tosfos doesn't mean they're allowed to use a Meich, or the Mechuyev to use a Meich. And the Chum over there, I said, Shemir Pesem Hashem, they don't have to use a Meich. You know, they should do their thing, and Kosh Baruch will protect them. And that was a big question we discussed. Where do you draw the line? That's right, you just behave, I don't want to say recklessly, but dangerously, and say Shemir Pesem Hashem. That was a big discussion back then. Okay, but says the Gemara, we see that a Ketana can't become pregnant. So Zeis Teres Yeledes, cannot be Ben Ketana Ben Gedelo. How's the Rechon Darshing? Zeis Teres Azaf to be Ben Ketana Ben Ketana Ben Gadol. Answers the Gemara, Ha'i Zeis Teres Yeledes, Ben Pikachas Ben Shaita. That Zeis Teres Yeledes comes to conclude whether she's a Pikach, whether she's a Shaita. She can't other maybe carbon, Alishte Shaita. And the person, the condition of the person giving a carbon for his wife who's a Shaita. So that's what the Rebbe over there is, Zeis Teres Yeledes. Kedir Rebbe Yudah, Ta'i, we looked at it, Baisa, Rebbe Da'imer, other maybe carbon, Asher Alishte. A person can bring a carbon ashra ishtay, v'chein v'chol carbon shechayves, and any carbon that she's mechuyev shekach kasavla. He writes for the ksuva avachrayes tisli lachlay min kadamas tenan. He writes for that any achrayes obligation you have on you from this from even from before this day. I'm going to take care of that includes kavanas. So essentially, the husband can be kavanas about his wife, and not only that, if his status is that by carbon of the eretz, he's not sure the carbon for the wife will be a carbon asher as well. Point is, he can be in the carbon behalf of his wife even when she's a shaita. That's the rebbe of Zeis Teres Ledes, but the rebbe by Zeis Teres by the Zam and Zavis can still be included katan, and therefore means he can be a carbon without the knowledge of the mechusa kapara, and therefore a raya tar shayla of whether or not we say shluchim echmon shluchim didan, we still deflected that raya. This is a little more to speak out, but it's late. Let's pause over here, pick up myself tomorrow, and speak out. What is the point of this? Have a wonderful day.